I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. It seems that the world has its share of risk-takers, the evil Knievels, the daredevils, those seemingly unafraid personalities who try anything and everything. Have you noticed those who are unafraid to tackle new skills, new ventures, and just charge ahead into uncertain territory? The world has its share of those who will climb Mount Everest just because it's there, or swim the English Channel or cross a desert field just because it's never been done before. And how about the people who climb onto dangerous vehicles or engaged in questionable sports just to see if they win? They are those who appear to move without fear or trepidation at any number of tasks, and they make the hardest tasks seem simple. They make the impossible easy. When we look at them, we admire the world's risk takers. Without them, our world would be rather dull. Risk takers expand our horizon. They expand the boundaries of what is and what can be done. Risk takers shatter our perceptions and preconceived notions. Thank God for the risk takers who bring fresh air to old and bring new visions to old dreams. Of course, without breaking any laws or endangering their lives or anybody else. We admire their strength, their tenacity, their courage, and their willingness to run ahead without a way being cleared. We admire their willingness to go into uncharted waters, to go where no one has written instructions on how things should be done. We admire them, we love them, and we hate them at the same time. Often these risk takers are not appreciated. They are valued, but are misunderstood. They are considered foolish and often impractical. We love them and hate them at the same time. We hate them because as soon as we get used to something, they come along and tell us that there is something else to get used to. As soon as we're settled in our comfort zone, these risk takers come along and unsettle us. As soon as the standard is set, the risk takers come along and set a higher standard. As soon as the style is in place, these risk takers come along and set another style. As soon as we learn how to do one thing, they come along to show us that there's a whole lot more for us to learn. The Bible has its share of risk takers. Abraham took the risk and left home while everybody else stayed behind. While everyone else went home, it was only Gideon who took a few good men who dared to tackle the enemies of God. While others stood around all day listening to Goliath selling wolf tickets in the Valley of Elah, it was only David who took the risk to challenge him. While others were under the influence of Jezebel, only Elijah dared to take the risk to tackle the system of Baal. While others had tried and failed, it was only Nehemiah who dared to go back to Jerusalem to build the walls again. And do you think Esther really wanted to go see the king? But she took a chance, took her life in her own hands, and went to see the king. While Martha was concerned about the kitchen and the house, it was Mary who took a risk to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear the teaching for herself. It was Jesus who stood up to Herod and said, "Tell that fox I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I'm going to heal today. I'm going to go preach. And then when I'm good and ready, I will lay my life down." It was Jesus who stood on the floor of a kangaroo court, silent before his accusers. It was Jesus who took a risk to allow his hands and feet to be nailed to a cross, to be mocked, to be ridiculed, and to be flogged. Why would Jesus do such a thing? The answer is simple. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son to those who believe will have everlasting life. While we were yet sinners, Jesus died on the cross for us. Beloved, it's Holy Week. Take this time to draw closer to God. Increase your prayer time, increase your praise time, and see what the Lord wants to share with you. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.